This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hope all of you are doing well as we kick off this show. Certainly there have been some terrible, terrible things weather-wise that we have seen happen. Tornadoes bubbling up all over the place. Mississippi, parts of Mississippi still recovering from a tornado the other day. And I know in the southeast some of that system is now rearing its ugly head as it moves up to the northeast as well. And it's it never ceases to amaze me in a horribly sad way, as somebody who's been in a couple of tornadoes and I've seen the devastation, to see the photographs, the video, the families who are so stunned that they look across the street and it's perfectly fine. There's some trees down, that's it. But yet their own home is ripped to shreds, and that's what it's like. I was thinking about this today. What's the analogy of going through that when you come back and you look at the devastation? It's as though your house was pushed into a shredder. And so I know that's got to be awful, and especially holiday time. I mean, any time would be devastating. But, you know, when it's the holidays and you're just getting ready to take a breath or see family or coming back from seeing family. And I know in Gatlinburg, I was talking to somebody today near Gatlinburg, and they were saying it's just an unbelievable sight that even no matter what you hear reported, no matter what you think you know of the story, it's that much worse because really, the fires have just devastated that area. I mean, ripped home after home where there's nothing left standing. Just something awful. And, of course, on this show, as we move from what people are dealing with, whether it's tornadoes or it's these terrible fires that we're seeing in the Smoky Mountain area, or it's something else that's happened due to maybe even Mother Nature, we know that there's another hurricane coming, and it's about to hit Washington. And so it's all about the transition team and who's going to be who when it comes to the team for Donald Trump, the president-elect who becomes the president, as you all know, in mid-January. One of the names that has popped up, she was incredibly popular when she ran as VP with John McCain for so many people. I mean, Sarah Palin, she's one of those people that's polarizing. Either you totally loved Sarah Palin or you didn't like Sarah Palin. But either way, you had an opinion. Everybody had an opinion about Sarah Palin. And Donald Trump got to know her a little bit. So apparently there really is some truth to the rumor that she is being considered for the VA secretary, that she may be the person running the Veterans Administration. We'll see if that becomes a reality. But certainly they're mulling over some decisions, and she's one of them. Now, there are some people in place that are helping Donald Trump, including Transition Senior Communication Advisor Sean Spicer, who says that Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, frontrunners for sure, to be in a very, very important position in his cabinet, and that's Secretary of State. And I guess the options are down to four. So Romney is not completely out of this. Also on the list, besides those two, is former CIA director, we've talked about this before, David Petraeus, heavily being considered for this position. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy in the sense that they're very different than names that we're talking about. It'll be interesting to see who they decide to put in that spot, because Secretary of State, especially now, and with some of what Donald Trump is saying he wants to do, what's going to happen with the Iran deal, the Secretary of State position is incredibly important in no matter whose administration, but I think it becomes even more important if you're talking about taking a serious right turn in a different direction. Serious. And if it is, I mean, a lot of what's in place now will change. And if that changes, then you need the right Secretary of State, certainly, in place. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi, rumors of her death as the House Democratic leader just died on the vine, because she was chosen again as the House Democratic leader. But apparently, the vote was pretty close. Pretty close in that battle. 134 to 63 votes for Congressman Tim Ryan, which I don't understand why people think that's a close vote. To me, that's a huge margin of victory, right? I don't know. They say, I guess because if you look at other votes over the years, they would have been more of an avalanche in one direction. So some people think after 14 years, and then running the Democratic policy agenda, that it was time for a change, and that's how Ryan emerged. You would assume, I guess, that he's going to be the future in some way. I think he might have even been surprised. So there were just six seats that the Democrats got in the November elections. You know, Pelosi was the one who was saying they were going to gain about 20 seats. But if anything, the Democrats were more vulnerable. They were hanging on the edge of a cliff with one hand and just a bunch of fingernails on that cliff. And sure enough, they fell down the cliff. Not 20. Not even anywhere close. And that was pretty brutal, a pretty brutal hit for the Democrats. And if you think back to 2010, 63, they lost 63 seats and the majority back then. So in one way, maybe surprising that there wasn't a bigger switch. Pelosi is 76 years old. You'd assume this is it for her, and who's ever coming up next, meaning in that kind of a position, is probably Ryan or somebody else, but this is probably the last of Pelosi in that position. And detractors say that the results only empower the more coastal liberal wings of the Democratic Party, and nothing's going to change. And then that's not a good thing for centrists, and that's not a good thing in trying to drive more people back into support of the Democratic Party, maybe who went to the undecided path instead. I mean, they're in a comeback situation, if you want to put it that way, when you look at the two-party system, and they're facing 4 years at least of the president-elect Donald Trump, who has some of the best media skills, as I was reading about in the Washington Post, and we know and we've seen them on display, of any president, probably unlike any president in modern times. Interesting. We've just scratched the surface. Don't forget, we've got Nail the Score coming up in our second hour, last segment. Woohoo! Hang with us.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
He was waiting through those long lines, but we were able to get him on now. I had no idea he was in line, but there he is in Washington. Talk Media News. Justin, so much happening, getting ready for this inauguration, and Donald Trump's tweets are keeping everybody, I think, in a state of flux. Today, there was something about really enjoying Pakistan, and see, even the band's playing, something about him meeting with the Pakistan, what was it, prime minister, president, I don't even know, and saying that he really thought Pakistan was a great place and great people. What's up with that?
Yeah, this was a conversation that he had, behind the scenes with the prime minister of Pakistan. Essentially, as you said, just being pretty much the quintessential Donald Trump and praising Pakistanis as the most intelligent people he's come across, saying it's a great country, saying he's doing just fabulous work in this typical Trump voice. And interestingly enough, the Pakistani government ended up releasing the details of that call that gave all of that information. Usually, with Donald Trump and the calls he's having right now, that's going on off the record. The Trump campaign is not releasing their take on the call. But in this situation, the other, end of the line digs. And this, raises not just questions over the sort of conduct of the president-elect, using this kind of language, making, certain statements like that, but also highlights the fact that, this sort of shoot from the hip style he has, this, colloquial way of talking and whatnot, could actually cause some pretty serious problems down the road, particularly considering that, India and Pakistan are oftentimes not the best of friends. And with something like this coming out, that's certainly not going to, help reduce the tensions in an area that's really just kind of a powder keg. So a pretty bizarre call, one that's not really surprising, but the surprising aspect of Pakistan releasing the details of that has certainly, entertained and frustrated a lot of people over here in D.C.
Yeah, no kidding. I said the thing to a little while ago about Sarah Palin being considered for the top spot running the VA. Were some people surprised by that or no?
You know, it's interesting. Sarah Palin was viewed as somebody who was probably going to be a shoo-in for a cabinet position, particularly considering that she endorsed Trump after moving away from Ted Cruz, which really kind of helped rally conservative support around him. What position, though, kind of remained to be seen. There are some people speculating that it could be, Secretary of Energy or another position like that. So, VA would be one that would make a lot of sense for her. She is somebody who is the mother of a veteran, somebody who has, to a certain extent, talked publicly about the, perils of PTSD at one point, going as far as to suggest that Obama was responsible for, some of her son's behavior as a result of PTSD, since the administration and her, words did not do enough to combat it. So it's one that, is coming as kind of a surprise, since it's coming down a little bit late, but was something that a lot of people were just kind of prepared for. So we're going to keep an eye on that one and see if it actually moves forward. But it's sort of just conventional wisdom at this point that, Palin probably is going to serve some kind of role, and it might as well be that.
I like that. It might as well be that. The, we were talking about this the other day. It's interesting to see the politics of some of these nominees and some of the plans ahead. There's no question. And I think one of the more curious ones is Mitt Romney. And today, one of his chief communications people, you may know, Sean, said that Mitt Romney is one of the top four people being considered. Are they could he really go with Mitt Romney after what Romney had to say about him?
That's what it looks like. There is, a big split in the Trump world over this. Apparently, Reince Priebus and Mike Pence are the ones who are pushing for Romney to make it to Secretary of State, wherein a lot of other, sort of campaign loyalists were initially behind Giuliani, but from what we're hearing now are now more accurately trying to push for, a dark horse candidate. In that sense, it would probably be more likely to be Petraeus. But Romney continues to be in there. It's kind of hard to imagine that Trump is feeling particularly magnanimous. But if you look at his sort of statements about Romney, he said that he is somebody who looks like he was cast from central casting for the role, somebody who just kind of has that look. And just considering the mindset of Donald Trump, it kind of makes sense that you want somebody who looks like Secretary of State, representing you abroad. That just seems to be kind of like a Trumpian sort of worldview that I'm, can kind of wrap my head around, even though, Romney just doesn't have much foreign policy experience. And when he did do a foreign trip as a presidential candidate in 2012, just kind of royally screwed it up when he went to London and had a big series of gaffes. So I think at this point it's probably coming down more to some superficial aspects, more so than, belief that Romney is a particularly skilled, foreign policy maven. But either way, it looks like he probably is going to be one of the top ones right now, and if not him, most likely Petraeus.
Pelosi, chosen again as House Democratic leader. But they're saying, if you look at the tally, really, and numbers from the past, it shows that there is a division, and there are a lot of people that are not happy with Pelosi because the Democrats are tanking, frankly, when it comes to getting elected. You could go back to 2010 and see all the seats that were lost by Democrats, and certainly this time around only picking up six. How did that happen? And were you surprised at all by that? Because Ryan seemed like he's young and he's not as experienced, but he certainly seemed like a lot of people liked him.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, Pelosi, you kind of have to understand, is just a very skilled, politician. I believe when I first got to D.C., I was talking to a Democratic congressman, and he told me that, nobody actually, this is probably going a little bit too bold in that front, but he said that he doesn't like Pelosi. Nobody really likes Pelosi. She's not necessarily, a warm person that you want to go out and have a beer with, in his words, but she is somebody who gets things done. And if you look at, her speakership, she was able to bring together the Progressive Caucus, the Blue Dog Caucus, the Black Caucus, and the Hispanic Caucus, this wide variety of Democrats, all on the same page time and time again. And that is something that, you know, has been pretty impressive. And also you just kind of have to take into account that she is an epic fundraiser. She is somebody who has raised a lot of money for the Democratic Party, a lot of money for House seats, and, you know, has earned a lot of loyalty and respect for that. So, you know, the argument that I think you mentioned earlier was, you know, this is too much of a representation of the cultural elites or the old guard or whatnot. You know, she is somebody who has been able to sort of understand that, you know, it's the big tent party and, you know, to a large extent kind of, you know, oversee them as such. But either way, you know, there is sort of a sense of frustration, particularly since she has been the top Democrat since 2006 or a little bit before that. And, you know, the fact that there really isn't much of a backbench in terms of leadership. This is a, you know, sort of a leadership team that has been, you know, in their positions for quite some time now. And, you know, obviously there's sort of a desire for fresh blood, something that Pelosi is sort of acquiescing to by naming some, you know, more junior members to leadership positions. But either way, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised to see that she ended up pulling this off.
Yeah, and she did big time. All right, Justin, thanks for hanging around later. I didn't realize you were idling. I appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. You have a good one.
All right, Justin Duckham joining us from Talk Media News. You know, it's interesting. He's been in Washington now for more than a couple of years and has really seen and covered everything you can imagine from the White House to the Pentagon and all the way around. And now we're getting ready for this new administration. And one thing that I'll be curious to see here is what happens with the media and Trump, because every president and every presidency handles the media differently. And, you know, you can't help it. There's just going to be people that are going to have more access because of the way, especially when you're running, you felt like you were treated. And we certainly know, I can name some names of people I think that would get interviews with Donald Trump pretty easily when he's available. But I wonder about the availability and what's going to happen in these press briefings, what they're going to be like. Because, you know, when Obama took over, one of the things, in fact, Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News told us this, one of the things that the Obama administration said is that they were going to be more transparent because, remember, there was all that talk of the Bush administration wasn't very open, so we're going to be different. But then if anything, as she said, as somebody covering Washington, they were worse. So I don't know. Do you think Trump will be somewhere in between? An interesting question. Stay with us. We're kicking the ball over the fence to the other side. I'll get there first.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hey! Hey, Kim. What's happening?
Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we're going to dive into the mailbag in our next segment. Boy, the mail is overflowing, no question about it. In fact, some of the mail has to do with Fidel Castro and the questions of why would thousands of Cubans gather to watch his ashes go by in any kind of a caravan. And the answer is it's show and tell. I talked about this a little bit yesterday, but we'll go into that a little bit further when we jump into our mailbag. But before we get there, here's a couple of quick hits, I'll call them for you. Boy, there's so much sad news, isn't there? I started off talking about Gatlinburg, the fires, and the families struggling with that, and seeing those pictures and video and hearing the stories is just so darn sad. But on a bright note, not a surprise, Dolly Parton's Dollywood Foundation is donating to the fire displaced families, because there are a lot of them. They say they're going to donate $1,000 a month to all of the families who lost their homes in the fires. For 6 months, they're going to do that. So, because there's a lot of families, so they're going to try to spread it around as much as they can, realizing that any little bit helps. And getting $6,000 while you're filing claims and everything else will at least help somewhat. I mean, the Great Smoky Mountains are, I mean, I loved what Dolly Parton said. She sent out a statement. She said, as you may know by now, there have been terrible wildfires in the Great Smoky Mountains, the same mountains where I grew up and where my people call home. I have always believed that charity begins at home. That's why I've asked my Dollywood companies to help me establish my People Fund. And a lot of people are contributing. You can go to the website, the Dollywood Foundation, and I know that they're going to have more on the website the next couple of days if you want to help and help the families out, because they're going to funnel it right to the families. That's always the question. What where's the money going? What's happening? So attractions. There's a big aquarium. They were worried about the aquarium because what about all the animals? And imagine how quickly are you moving all that out? So there are a lot of, and it's okay, but there are a lot of displaced people. There is absolutely no doubt about that whatsoever. There are people that are just still in that shock stage of, okay, now we're alive, we'll get through this, but, oh geez, look what's happened. This is bad. As we move from coast to coast, and the focus is on the fires in the Smoky Mountains and relief and helping the people, we started off a little bit on the campaign trail. It's all about what's happening at Trump Tower. And I have to say, and in fact, we've had some callers say this, Grimm called up and he was talking about this, and I would agree, the one really stupid, I'm going to say stupid pick for Donald Trump is this Goldman Sachs guy. Have we not heard the word Goldman Sachs too much in our life? Steve Mnuchin, who is the former Goldman partner, is the Treasury Secretary. What do we expect out of this guy? So now, you know, Goldman Sachs was like a dirty word. It was like a curse word in Washington. And that was one thing, frankly, that Democrats and Republicans, I think, agreed with, that if they didn't have their hands in the Goldman Sachs purse because of what happened with banks too big to fail and what that did to all of us. I mean, 2008 was a disaster. So now you've got the Steven Mnuchin as the Treasury Secretary. And this is crazy because think of Lloyd Blankfein and what happened there at the time. And the scarred earth, I guess, the seared earth of Goldman Sachs. So what makes it a little bit surprising is just over 3 weeks ago, Wall Street's smart money actually had Hillary Clinton winning and Goldman spending at least another 4 years sidelined. So they had to be elated on election night, knowing, hey, we're back in this game. I mean, we're back in this, right? Because remember all the attacks on the campaign trail about Hillary Clinton and giving speeches to Goldman Sachs and financial houses? Man, oh man. A Goldman spokesperson, I was reading this today in the New York Post, said the bank has encouraged its employees to give back to the community while they work here and after they leave. We're proud that many have gone on to serve their country. Wow. I mean, what a turn. A twist of fate. So I'm going to say I don't like the choice of the Treasury Secretary at all. I think it's a brutal, horrible, awful appointment. We don't need another one of these spectators, one of these crony capitalist spectators with their hands on one of the most important cabinet positions. But you know what? This is what happens. President Bush, George W. Bush, had Henry Paulson, who was the Goldman CEO as his Treasury Secretary. Clinton, President Clinton, had a Goldman co-chair, Robert Rubin, who was in that same spot. So there is a pipeline to Goldman Sachs, no matter who becomes president, even if it's a guy that has come at this in a little different way, which would be Donald Trump. So I would say is a disappointing appointment. Maybe he surprises us. Maybe there's something different that I'm not aware of. And maybe that's labeling because of the big dirty word, the two-letter word that hangs above his name. But I just think there were better alternatives out there. Let's put it that way. This was like the shot heard around the world in a very sad way. So now there's been reaction to this, and there's been some protests on the streets in Charlotte. What happened today is that the district attorney came out and said that they looked for this crucial question about this confrontation between Keith Scott and police officers in Charlotte, North Carolina. And the question was always, did Scott have a gun? There was a 40-minute news conference where the district attorney, Andrew Murray, laid out a case that Scott had a gun in his hands and had not listened to the warnings to drop when he was shot and killed. And what was said was, this is a justified shooting based on the totality of the circumstances. So no charges are going to be filed against the officer, Brentley Vinson, who, by the way, is black, as was Scott. He was a black man and a black officer, but he had a lot of videos, digital images, other evidence, all of that to say there is nothing that supported this. So, I wasn't going to go in that direction. Let's go to Everett in Washington. Hi, Everett. Hey, Everett. Oh, he dropped off. You'll have to call back. We'll get you on when you call back, but now we don't. I figured something was wrong with the line. We'll try to hit you up on the next one. Talking about this Charlotte situation, like I said, the district attorney really tried to make a case for this. And Charlotte is North Carolina's biggest city, and the shooting of Keith Scott set off days and days of protests, if you remember that. Some of it got pretty violent and pretty intense, and there was a lot of public pressure on police to release the dashboard and body camera recordings of what happened, because members of his family said he had no gun. Well, they showed that he had a gun down by his, on his shin when he was going into a convenience store, and they showed that bulge of a gun when he got out of the car. That was the video evidence that they, referred to. He had a Colt 380 semi-automatic. He fell to the ground after he was shot. And so they later even determined, how they can do this with the evidence they collect, that the gun was cocked with the safety off. So how do you argue with that evidence? And apparently, they traced the gun, and it was stolen from a home and then illegally sold to him 18 days before the shooting. So I think this is pretty cut and dried with what they're showing with this evidence in really trying to get this right. Coming up. Mailbag. We can slip in a call, too, if you want. 855-266-5283.
855-266-5283. Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Coming up, we're going to check the mail in just a second here. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as we chase around the final corner of this hour for the show. Want to mention that coming up in our second hour, final segment of the second hour, you, person in the back, person in the front, as long as you're awake, guess what we're doing? We're nailing the score randomly. Our fabulous supercomputer will pick the game of the week in the NFL. All you have to do is tell us who you think is going to win and what you think the final score is going to be. We keep getting closer. In fact, our own Nathan Reeder would have won Nail the Score if he had picked the right team. He picked the Redskins. He had the right score, the wrong team. If he had picked the Cowboys, he would have nailed the score. So how about that? On that note, we have a whole bunch of mail to get to. Let's check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Connie D., who says, Kate Delaney, I have to tell you, I was listening to you talk about Cuba, and I've listened to you over the years, and I know you know what you're talking about. You used to be married to a Cuban-American, and you talked about his family escaping Cuba and what that was like and how he was a doctor, and they took all of that away from him, and that they had to do anything they could, hide wedding rings, etc., just to figure out a way to get out of the country, and what that was like for so many families. Yeah, Castro was a dictator of the worst sort. And in public, people showing up is just part of the propaganda, I think, that you see coming out of Cuba. And the people just dutifully do it. Now, there may be some that feel like, oh, he's the leader of the country and he's died and whatnot. But the way they live, I find it hard to believe, where we have all these advantages technology-wise, there is none in Cuba. And it's not because, oh, we can't have the technology or we don't. No, they don't want the people to have futures like that. They don't want that. So you do what you're pretty much, in a sense, you're in a fog of being told what to do. Where here in the United States, we can beat up verbally whoever we want to and get furious at the system and hate our taxes and be upset with our neighbor and, oh, the problems. But we can do what we want. Right? Yes, we still can. We still live in the greatest country in the face of the earth. So these people, to me, it's just part of the whole propaganda machine. Got a couple others on Castro. I'll take another one here. This one from Guy, who says, Kate, do you think it was really true, or was it a fugazi seeing those thousands of Cubans who were gathering around holding up Fidel Castro pictures and wanting to see Fidel Castro's ashes? Is it doing it because you're supposed to do it and keep up appearances? Do you think it was more about that? Oh, well, I think some people were posing, and I think there were probably some that felt some sort of feeling, because Castro had been in power for so long. You got to remember, that. He had a stranglehold in power in Cuba. So there were generations that have gone through his reign, and now you have Raul. So I think it's so interesting when I read these stories that people, journalists, she says, have written about Cuba, and that it's going to be a different era with Raul Castro. I don't think so. Pretty much Raul is going to do what Fidel did. It's going to look good, and some people may get to go to Cuba, but it's not going to change that much for the people. That's the bottom line. Here's one from Lindsay. Kate, I have finally emerged after being so depressed over the election. I am a 20-something female, educated, really pushed myself to get through school. I'm giving you and your listeners this setup because I have to tell you, there were a lot of us that were furious that Trump was elected. I'm, of course, wishing him the best because now he is our president, but I don't care for Donald Trump. I think he is a character who's on television, and it shows you how dopey some people are that they would vote for that kind of a guy because he's a celebrity. I think it's about celebrity more than anything else. I think that's where you're wrong. I think it's interesting, and thank you for the note, that you're saying 20-something, your friends, educated, not happy. Well, that showed up, that educated women were the ones that didn't really vote for him. Not all, but a lot didn't. I think that where you're wrong on the Trump thing is, it was the reason he got in, or one of the reasons, is because the country, especially anyone in the middle class, someone who was, if you're in a bubble where you're super, super wealthy, maybe you're not feeling that way, or maybe you are feeling frustrations of a different sort, but the reason is because of the Rust Belt, because of people who were tired of losing jobs to other countries, who were tired of being not, frankly, recognized by politicians. And Hillary Clinton wasn't liked by a lot of people, was loved by others. And her team, what were they advising her? Let's have a big concert with Bruce Springsteen and some other celebrities in Philadelphia right before the election. And Donald Trump was smart. You know, Tomas called us from Michigan. He was so excited, had no words. Said, I just don't even know what to say, because he couldn't believe it. Because here was this presidential candidate, and here it was after midnight, and people were pouring out to see him, and he was there, losing his voice and campaigning, and there was no celebrities with him. He wasn't at Trump Tower. He wasn't doing any of that. So I think that the Democrats got kicked in the rear end in that sense, to take notice of what's happening around you. and get the right kind of intel. If you don't have the right data when you're running for the highest office in the land, it's going to cost you. I said this, and I mean, I'll go back to this for a second. You know, when, especially when Kellyanne Conway came on, I know I was on the show the first, when it first happened, I mean, hours after it happened, and I said, oh, this woman is brilliant. She knows how to get people elected. She knows how to use what he has used so well, and this will work. She'll make this work. And sure enough, you could look at Steve Bannon, and you could look at Kellyanne Conway, and they knew what to do. They knew what to do to get him elected, and sure enough, it happened. Whereas the Democrats figured, oh, this is in the bag. This is in the bag. We're planning our celebration for tonight, and we're inviting kids who are going to stay up, girls, little girls, past their bedtime, and it's going to be a big deal here. And then they saw what that was like, to have egg on their face because they didn't follow through the way they should have followed through in with the people, especially in the middle parts of the country, the Rust Belt, etc., who were in situations, and many of you listening to America Tonight, where you're frustrated. You've worked your whole life at a certain position, and when it disappears, poof, what are you going to do in your 40s and 50s and 60s? There's no golden parachute. No golden parachute at all. Of course not. All right, one last one. This is another quick one here. This one is from Jeff, who says, hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a long time, and I have to tell you, I think you helped make somebody famous. I saw Jeff Riaticott on a couple of shows the other day. You had him on your show a lot talking about terrorism, and he was talking about the Ohio State incident on Monday where a car rammed into some people, and then there was a stabbing attack, and then the Somali immigrant was ultimately shot and killed. Yeah, you know, we'll have Jeff back on. We had him on so much. He's just so good. But 11 people were victims in that whole thing. And now what they're saying is before he was shot dead by police, he did all the things, used the tools that are being used by jihadists around the world that we've seen. That's working, and that was the threat of running people down and then stabbing, and we've seen this. The cars certainly have happened in Israel. The knife attacks have happened there. They've happened in England. We've even seen it there for sure. Send me your thoughts, americatonight.net. Thanks for listening to this hour of ATN.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made food stores are allowed to eat yummy.